Welcome, my name is Florence, and today we're going to talk about book club. So I intended to record this a little while ago, but my husband surprised me with an overnight outing for my birthday. So I'm late recording, but this one will be short. I wanted to announce a new project that I have and about having a book club. Allow me to share two quotes. And my windows are open, so I think you can hear my kids screaming and playing in the background. When I look back, I'm so impressed again with the life-giving power of literature. If I were a young person today, trying to gain a sense of myself in the world, I would do that again by reading, just as I did when I was young. And that was a quote by Maya Angelou. The next one is by Confucius. No matter how busy you may think you are, you must find time for reading or surrender yourself to self's chosen ignorance. If you're familiar with this blog, it will come as no surprise that I'm a lover of books and that I have been one for many decades. My love of books started when I was still quite young, probably around the age of 11. Saturday mornings for me were, if they were not spent in bed reading, I was at my local library getting more books. Rare have been the nights that I go to bed without reading, or that I don't carry a multitude of books when I travel. It's just something that's part of who I am. Books for me are both fun and educational. I can equally get lost in a fictional story as I can learn more about a favorite subject. While I am a college graduate, I would say that the vast majority of my education, certainly the bulk of it, has been achieved with books and not in the classroom. There are some books which have marked me more than most and which have helped me gain new insight or change course. In light of this, I have decided to start a book club geared to women that I have called Under the Cover. My goal for this group is to read together books which have had an impact on me and which I believe can change your life as well. The first book I've chosen to focus on is called Health at Every Size by Dr. Linda Bacon. And yes, that is a real name. I would love to change society's view about physical beauty or how women's bodies are seen. However, I doubt this is possible, at least in my lifetime. What I hope I can do is affect the women in my circle of influence. And when it comes to my children, I think I have succeeded. Women struggle far too much with their physical appearance, me included. And I have spent far too many wasted years worrying about what I look like. So what is Health at Every Size about? The foundation is that diets do not work. It is better to focus on healthy habits rather than weight loss, which is not synonymous with health. Health at Every Size promotes an emphasis on self-acceptance and healthy day-to-day behaviors, whether there is weight changes or not. The pursuit of thinness is not a healthy one. Many of the clinicians who have evolved the approach of Health at Every Size have seen the devastating consequences of the pursuit of thinness. So what does Health at Every Size stand for? First, they focus on enhancing health. They want to attend to emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being without focusing on weight loss or achieving a specific ideal weight. They also focus on size and self-acceptance. In respecting and appreciating the wonderful diversity of body shapes, size, and features, including our own, rather than pursuing an idealized weight, shape, and physical feature ideal. Third, they focus on the pleasure of eating well, eating based on informed cues of hunger and appetite, individual nutritional needs, and enjoyment rather than external food plan or diet. Fourth, the joy of movement. It focuses on all physical activity, which are associated with pleasure and health benefits rather than following a specific routine or regimented exercise for the primary purpose of weight loss or management. And lastly, an end to weight bias. The book promotes recognizing that body shapes, size, and weight are not evidence of any particular way of eating, level of physical activity, personality, psychological issue, or moral character. The book also promotes the fact that there is beauty and worth in every body. I would like to start officially reading the book just before Thanksgiving, which may seem a little odd because most people would wait until January 1st after the holidays when everybody starts dieting to lose the weight they usually gain through the holidays. And me, my forecast is more about going through the holidays with grace without being weight focused, but with love. And that includes self-love. So my motto is more like loving ourselves through the holidays rather than looking forward to January 1st, where we will bear down on our body to lose the weight and we will treat it again as the enemy. I want to be friends with my body and I want to start that as soon as possible. So I was looking at about maybe 10 days from today, and I'll have to look at a date and come down with something more specific. So I hope to find you there. I would really love to have a group of women that can support each other toward healthier habits. The group, again, is under the cover. And from what I understand, it can be a little bit hard to find on Facebook. I will put a link on this page. But every time that I've tried to place the link on Facebook, I realize that no one can see it. Facebook will not let it go through. Thank you for listening. You have a great week, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.